Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
This story this afternoon, MPs in Westminster have passed the controversial Legacy Bill, the bill which will end Troubles-era prosecutions and inquests and offer a conditional amnesty to those accused of killings. It'll return to the House of Lords next week before it goes for royal assent. Now, this unilateral move by London has been widely condemned and is very controversial indeed. It's been opposed by victims groups and all of Northern Ireland's political parties. The Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, reacted to the decision this afternoon in Avondale in County Wicklow, where the Cabinet is meeting, and spoke about possible legal action.
What we're doing now is assessing legal advice. The Attorney General is preparing some legal advice on what the strength would be of us taking a case to the European Court on human rights, essentially saying that this bill, this act is not compliant with the Convention, the European Convention on Human Rights, of which the United Kingdom is a signatory, and we'll make a decision on whether or not we pursue a case in the coming weeks.
Well, joining me now on the line is Gráinne Teggart of Amnesty International UK's Northern Ireland. She's Northern Ireland's Deputy Director. Also by Eugene Reavy, whose three brothers were killed in 1976, as well as Patsy Kelly, whose father was killed in 1974. You're all very welcome to the programme. Eugene Reavy, I might turn to you first of all. How are you feeling this afternoon now that we know that the Legacy Bill has passed through the Commons?
Well, I'm feeling very betrayed by the British government. Like, I mean, I have taken part in every investigation that ever was, has passed 50 years nearly. And every time when we get to the final line, the British pull the plug because they don't like what they see. So now all these cases like that are left at the moment, 90% of them are against the state. Mm-hmm. And that is why the state is pulling the plug and giving an amnesty to every killer. Now, I lost three brothers, 17, 22 and 24 in 1976. And if they pull this plug today, which they have, I don't know whether John Boucher will get his investigation into the Glenan series and the Dublin Monaghan bombings finished. But I spoke to John the other day and he was quite hopeful like that he would. But I don't think
you must be left wondering now.
Over.
Can I say to you, on the day when the Legacy Bill has passed through the House of Commons, I think it's right, if I may, with your permission, Eugene, to remember your three brothers who lost their lives in 1976. John Martin was just 24.
Right.
Brian was just 22, isn't that right?
And that's right.
Your younger brother, Anthony, he was only 17. And he tried to crawl to a neighbour's house to look
for
help, isn't that right? But he died days later. And I am sure that you, Eugene, along with all of your family, have held on to the hope since 1976 of getting justice.
Well, yes, and and my mother, Lord of mercy on her, prayed every day and she lit a candle for the men that shot her sons. And she had no vengeance or no bitterness in her heart when she died. She said that she never blamed the men that actually had done the shooting, but it was the men that sent them out to do it that she had a problem with. So, the hooded men, you know, the Irish government, they took an interstate case there not very long ago against the British at the European Court of Human Rights, and they won that case. And I think that that it's a similar route that we have to take now. So I will definitely be looking for a meeting with Leo Varadkar and the Justice Minister very, very shortly to see can we follow this up.
Because it's certainly clear from what you're saying already, Eugene, that you don't see this as the end. If I may, I'll bring in Patsy Kelly. Stay with me, Eugene, for a moment, please. Patsy Kelly, you're very welcome to the programme as well. Your father was also called Patsy Kelly, isn't that right? Was murdered in County Tyrone in 1974. What's your reaction to the legacy bill being passed today?
Thanks, Cormac. Yeah, that's correct. My reaction is very similar to Eugene's in the regard that, you know, we've always viewed the legacy bill as not only is it being used by the British government as an opportunity to hide the role that they played in you know, countless murders throughout the decades during the conflict in the north, but also, like, we believe, and many other families like us, that the legacy bill is designed and has been designed to cause as much pain and inflict as much hurt as possible on families like ours and families like Eugene's as well, and many others who have dared to stand up and seek the truth, have dared to stand up and seek justice from the British government. And, you know, the anger is palpable, you know, throughout with all families today. And really, you know, we just listened to the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. They're saying that they're exploring the possibility. Well, you know, there's been a lot of talk over this last while about the legacy bill in the lead up to today, and the time is now for not only the Irish government, but there's also been representations from, you know, US congressmen who have opposed this bill. There's been, you know, at an EU level, there needs to be a unified voice to stand up and to this, and even at a UN level, because this is an absolute flagrant disregard and breach of human rights and of international law.
Because we should reiterate,
this is not more than the actions of what many people will just see as the actions of what a rogue state is, how it appears.
We should reiterate for people, as you say that, Patsy, that this is a unilateral move by London, and these are really complex cases, and families who are being bereaved for generations or for decades now have been looking for justice. So this move came initially out of the blue, and people thought it was part of a bargaining chip or so during the Brexit campaign. Can I ask you, Patsy, where were you when you heard about the news? You knew this was coming down the line, but where were you today when you heard the news that it was passed?
Well, just at home today, Cormac. But yeah, you know, of course, the news has been coming down the track, but at some stage, I suppose, and Eugene used the word there, betrayal is exactly how, you know, we feel as a family today, and I'm sure many others will feel as well. It's just a complete and utter disregard for human rights of not only, you know, of both Irish citizens, UK citizens, anyone who lost you know, a loved one during the troubles. So, it needs to be challenged, and the Irish government need to exhaust all avenues and the talk of possibilities. That needs to be much, much stronger language than that, and that they need to be backed up by all international bodies along with that.
Amnesty International are among those bodies pushing for such action. And if I may, I'll bring in Eugene Reavy. Thank you very much indeed. And Patsy Kelly, thank you as well. Gráinne Teggart from Amnesty International UK, the Northern Ireland branch, you're their deputy director, and you have been pushing, if this were to happen, what has happened today, the legacy bill being passed, you are pushing for action immediately now. What are you looking for?
Yeah, I mean, it's now inevitably it will go over to the courts to right what is an historic wrong. And from our point of view, we know there's the inevitability here of victims who will take legal challenges to this bill. But it's not right for victims to shoulder that burden alone. And as you've said, we've been calling for quite some time now for a very firm and unequivocal commitment from the Irish government that they will take this interstate case. So we do welcome, of course, that they are considering the legal advice that will come from the Attorney General. But the shape of this bill has not changed that drastically. You know, the intention of the UK government and what they want this bill to do has been very clear from the outset. So really, I think what we, and certainly what victims also want to see, is the Irish government very clearly stating that they will take this case. And as has been mentioned, there is a precedent for this. It was done in relation to torture in the Hooded Men case. And in some respects, that was a much more legally complex case. The Irish government, together with ourselves, obviously the United Nations, the Council of Europe, and so many other bodies have been very clear around how this law violates the UK's human rights obligations. Mm-hmm. I just think it's outrageous that the UK government has so dismissively betrayed victims, which is not only adding to their long-standing trauma with a law that they were very clear in rejecting, but, you know, just in the face of that huge opposition, they are pushing through this law that does nothing but absolve those responsible for very serious crimes such as murder. And to do that under the guise of reconciliation, I just think, frankly, is despicable.
Well, thank you very much indeed for giving me your initial reaction to what is shocking news for many families who've been bereaved during the Troubles, Eugene Reavy and Patsy Kelly's family among them. Thank you to both those gentlemen, and Gráinne Taggart of Amnesty International UK. Thank you very much as well.